Hey, good afternoon, everyone. We are up to day 18. I hope you're not getting a little confused. Day 17 was last night, Motzi Shabbat, after Shabbat, and day 18 is today on Sunday. And it is sponsored in honor of the Elul ladies, Psalm sisters, and prayer warriors. So this Torah goes out to these very special women, Elul ladies, Psalm sisters, and prayer warriors. Now, our topic today is judging favorably. We know that's a very, very important principle. And we have this tradition that if we judge other people favorably, then God's going to judge us favorably, which is why we want to really hone in on this Jewish idea and value during this period of time leading up to Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Question that is raised by one of the great rabbis, Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, he says, normally when we try to give people the benefit of the doubt, we judge people favorably, that's when we've got some, you know, missing information. We see somebody who ostensibly is observing kashrut, and we see them walking into a McDonald's on Shabbat. We see someone who's Sabbath observant, and we see them driving in a car on the Sabbath. So what we're supposed to do is say, well, God forbid, somebody needs to go to the hospital, they needed to stop off and go to the bathrooms, and therefore they're walking into the McDonald's. So in that situation, giving the person the benefit of the doubt means making the assumption that the person did what they had to do for, you know, legitimate reasons. But how does this work with God? Right? We're taught that if we give people the benefit of the doubt, God's going to do the same for us, which is why we're discussing this leading up to the high holidays, when we get judged. But how can this be? God knows everything. He's omniscient. And if God knows everything, he knows why the person went into McDonald's. He knows why the person's driving in the car on the Sabbath. So how does that work with Hashem? So he answers very, very beautifully, very simply, that in every human activity, there's always some good and some bad. Even when you do the right thing, there's usually something, some aspect of the goodness that we're doing that's there for personal gain, right? There's no action that's 100% motivated by, you know, perfect altruism. And on the other hand, if we do something wrong, there might be something good there too. You know, there's probably some good to those actions as well. So the question is really, where do we put our focus? Do we focus on the positive or the negative? Because both and bad exist within every action. So we have a choice. Do we choose to see the good or in the bad in other people? And Rav Chaim Shlomovitz answered that whatever we choose to focus on in other people's lives, no matter what their actions are, that's what Hashem's going to focus on odds. And I wanted to share, this is something I've studied with my other son, Yosef, who taught me the idea from the late and great Rav Nachman of Breslov. He actually wrote a song. My son Yosef, who's a musician, wrote a song called Nekuda Tova. Nekuda means point, Tova means good. And this is a very important teaching of the late and great Hasidic master and teacher of Nachman of Breslov, that Nekuda Tova, everyone has a Nekuda Tova. Everyone has a good aspect to who they are. And that doesn't mean that they don't do wrong things and they're not thinking always wonderful thoughts and that they're perfect. No, we are making a choice to focus on the positive that actually exists in other people. And that makes us more positive, and that sheds more positive light on us. And by the way, not just with Hashem, with other people. Because when you focus on other people's positive traits, they want to spend more time with you. They are encouraged. It actually helps grow people spiritually. If you want someone to feel better about themselves, you're going to hone in on something that's positive. If you spend too much time on the negative, it's just going to make them feel bad about themselves. And then that's an impediment to spiritual growth. Spiritual growth necessitates a certain level of self-esteem, of feeling okay about oneself. It's tricky because on the other hand, you have to recognize where you've gone wrong, because then you can't correct the inappropriate behavior. But it's all got to come from a place of love and a place of positivity. And if we spread that love and positivity by focusing on the positive in others, that's going to help other people, and back to us in turn, help us grow spiritually as well. One last thing I mentioned in the chapter, it says Mishnah Perkei Avos, Havei Danes Kol Adam Lekav Zchus, to judge everyone, to give them the benefit of the doubt. Why does it say, et kol ha'adam, the ethics of our fathers, all the people? So on one hand, it just means don't just judge one person or two people meritoriously, favorably. Judge everyone. But it could also mean, have dan es kol ha'adam. Look at the whole person when you're evaluating someone. Don't just hone in on that yucky thing the person said or something that is insulted or put you off in some kind of way. Pull the lens back and look at the entire person. And when you look at a whole person, it's very hard to then just be negative because, yeah, you're negative. We're negative because someone said or did something inappropriate. But if you can look at the whole person, that's the same person who was there for us when we needed them. That was the same person who lifted us up when we were down. Right now, they didn't do the right thing or say the right thing and upset us. But at another point, they did something great. So if we can look at the whole person, that could also help. Have a great day.